speaking with Dean Morrell. And Dean, we're here at this Project Liberty Field Day. Tell me what the AgCo has on display for farmers. In, I know this is prototype equipment we're working with, but when it comes to harvesting cobs and this other biomass material.
Right now, we're tying one of our big balers behind a combine or Challenger combine, and harvesting the biomass or the corn cobs and leaves or mog mix direct from the combine back into the baler. So it doesn't touch the ground at all. We're baling a good, clean mog mix, and then making big square bales out of it.
Now, are those, is that a, I know it's a prototype, like we said, but is, do you have to make a custom baler just for that?
Yeah, we had to, yes, we had to make custom balers for it, mainly in the front and how it feeds in the baler for the combine. There's a lot of changes that we have to make the front end of the baler to be able to do that.
So how would you describe the interest on the part of farmers in the idea of doing this and doing it with equipment like this?
We've had two of them running right now with local farmers, and they really like the concept, the way it's doing. The baler works good behind the combine. They said we don't even know what's back there. It just bales hay. And they said they like it because there's not another pass to go back and through and do. They're collecting all the what they want. And they even said that even in the cattle industry, that this will be another thing for the cattle industry, because we're not going into shredding and picking up dirt and a lot of other things. We're picking up just the key ingredients that are needed in the cattle industry.
So when you mention that one pass, that's important because farmers don't want to have to do something extra that's going to take more time. Of course, depending on how much money it's going to make.
Yeah, that's one pass that's really good because they can go out and harvest their corn and still have their grain machine along the side of it, still drop bales out in the field and continue to go that way. Then in the evenings or whenever they're not harvesting, then they go in there and pick up their bales and bring it in the stack yard and stack them up or stack on the side of the field with farm.
Well, thank you very much. We'll keep our eye on it because I know that from a market standpoint, we still got a little ways to go before we got the market fully ready to put this into mass production. But interesting to see, and thanks for talking to me here at Project Liberty Field Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.